All right, it's the cookie jar. Some fun on a Friday. Some rapid fire questions. The first, this weekend is Michigan, Minnesota. The Little Brown Jug. What's the best college football rivalry trophy?
It's interesting you asked this. Obviously, you mentioned the Little Brown Jug, and I'm not gonna say Little Brown Jug. I'm partial to the Commander-in-Chief trophy, and it's one that is shared between three schools: Army, Navy, Air Force. I think it is. If you win both of those games, you obviously get to hold the Commander-in-Chief trophy. I think there's nothing that is even a close second to it.
Heather?
You guys, I have no idea. The Paul Bunyan axe is pretty cool.
Sure, it's a giant axe. Wisconsin and Minnesota, it stays in the Big Ten.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Floyd of Rosedale.
It's a pig.
Oh, yeah, it's a giant pig. Iowa, Minnesota. Who doesn't love a giant hog?
John, and you could combine that with the iron skillet with TCU SMU.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But I actually agree with Heather. I like Paul Bunyan's axe because I've got memories of watching Daryl Bevel, Wisconsin quarterback, taking the axe and mimicking chopping down the goalposts with it.
Yeah.
Tom, do you have a... No, he's waving you off. No favorite rivalry trophy. All right, for me, it is a Midwest rivalry. It goes back 117 years.
Wow.
In-state clash. Iconic. The battle for the victory cannon. Central Western.
Okay.
Next question.
Shocker.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was such a dismissive cool. True or false question. A Seahawk is a real bird.
Is a real bird?
A real bird.
Seahawk. True.
Heather?
Yes.
Greg?
I'm going to say true that there. You could go into the Audubon Society and find something called da-da-da-da-da Seahawk.
Tom?
I'm going to go true, too, but there's something way back in my brain that tells me that it's based off of some other bird, but it's not the actual...
Right, it's based off an osprey, but...
Yes, there is no such thing as an actual...
See, I knew it.
Seahawk, right. False.
Trust my gut.
Yeah. Well, it's not
a fake mascot.
I actually knew that. That's pathetic.
But John is right. Osprey is what it is based off of.
Yeah, sometimes called a Seahawk.
Yes. Lions will play the Seahawks Monday night. Who should Michigan fans be rooting for this week? Ohio State or Michigan State?
This is a tough question to answer. But I've always held true to the fact that the game, which is Michigan-Ohio State, is better when both teams are undefeated. Now, the only way Michigan could do that is be undefeated in the Big Ten. A bit of a stretch for that to begin with. But I guess I would just be pulling for Ohio State in this one.
So I'm not going to should anybody. You root for who you want to root for. But I will tell you that we get into this game. Fourth quarter, nip and tuck game, only decided by a couple of points. Mm-hmm. My heart of hearts, I will be pulling for Michigan State. Going to pull for the underdog.
Okay.
Tom, you're a member of the Blue Wall. What do you think?
I am not in the Blue Wall.
I know. Just give me a hard time.
Sometimes. Same thing as Greg, I think. I think I'd be pulling for State. I do. I think it's because I didn't go to Michigan and I'm a Walmart Wolverine. Yes.
From Tecumseh.
From Tecumseh. That I don't mind seeing State have some football success, just as long as Michigan beats them.
I think if you're a Michigan fan, you want Ohio State to be the best they can be for your matchup at the end of the year. Yes. So I think I'm with John.
Yeah.
You root for Ohio State.
Thanks, buddy.
Your favorite fall food, what is it?
This one, you're going to have to hang with me for just a second because I love campfires, and you can have them all summer long. Campfires in the summer are s'mores. Campfires at this time of year is a thing called a doughboy. You take the ironclad, I am a doughboy, so that's why it works. But you take an ironclad pan, the clamshell, like you're going to make a sandwich. You coat it with a little bit of butter. You put some croissant dough in there.
Okay.
And then you pick your fruit. I prefer raspberry preserves or raspberry pie filling. Some chunks of cream cheese. You put some more croissant dough down. You put the clamshell down, you put it in the fire, flip it over a couple of times, and when it comes out, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Huh, I've never heard of that.
Now you have. Now you got to try it.
I would try it. Heather, what about
you?
You
got a fire pit in the backyard there in Royal Oak?
Not really. Heather, what's
up? It sounds really good. It sounds like too much work for me, I guess, but it sounds very good. I'm going to be super basic. Anything pumpkin flavored for the fall, I don't eat it otherwise. Yeah. So
sure.
A good old pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is good any year, any time of the year. Yep. But
it is. Yeah.
It's fall, though. That's a fall food. Yeah.
So when you do the eat the dough boy, do you sound like him after?
Yeah. Well, do I giggle like that? Yeah. The J-Mo giggle? Yeah. No.
No. Guys, this is one of those things where I'm like, there's only one right answer here, even though this is a question and everybody has their opinion, but it's chili. Chili is the best fall food.
Chili goes up there.
I have something in the chili family. I went with a hearty beef stew.
Stroganoff?
Sure, but you get that beef broth, you get the potatoes with the chunks of beef in there and the carrots. That, to me, stick to your ribs. That's fall food.
Sure.
Scarecrows are creepy, right?
Only if you're a bird.
No?
There's nothing that's creepy about a scarecrow.
You don't think scarecrows are creepy?
No. You obviously do.
They're kind of creepy.
Why? Who's scared of a scarecrow?
I'm not scared. I said they're creepy. There's a difference. Greg, you seem to have a thought.
I mean, isn't that the idea?
Yeah, they're supposed to be creepy.
If you're a bird.
Yeah, they're called a scarecrow. So.
Yeah, but they scare crows.
For crows.
Yeah. There's nothing creepy about a scarecrow. No. It's just a straw-stuffed clothes. Not scary at all.
Mm-mm.
And the last one I have, it is apple picking season.
Oh, yeah.
The best apple of the bunch is...
Honeycrisp. I don't think there's much debate about this. I think Honeycrisp are good year-round, but especially this time of year, name speaks for itself. Greg?
I love the Honeycrisp apple as well. However, I don't know all my apple types, but I just know what type of apples they have at Kroger. Have you ever had the Cosmic Crisp from Kroger?
I just saw them at Costco. I didn't pick them up. What are they?
They're a little sweeter than the Honeycrisp.
Yeah.
And they're like a good middle. Like, I love that. Colin likes the Honeycrisp, but he's enjoying the Cosmic Crisp as well. So I'm going with that one.
Oh, it's definitely Honeycrisp. You get a very... right in the name, crisp, flavorful fruit, 100% of the time.
Juicy, every time.
I like Granny Smith.
A good second choice, but the number one choice has to be Honeycrisp.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's really not much debate. I don't know that I can necessarily say I've had the Cosmic Crisp.
Give it a try.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
Is it very new?
I don't know. I've been buying it for a little while after I saw it at Kroger, and it's good. It's very good. Okay.
Cosmic Crisp.
Huh. Can I throw one in here?
Yeah, sure.
In the cookie jar?
Yeah, go ahead. Reach in there, Tom.
When your team's in there and in the playoffs, what's the best playoffs? Is it playoff baseball?
So baseball, you have edge of your seat, each pitch.
Tension.
There's a lot of tension in playoff
baseball. You got to get to OT or a clinching game in hockey to get that kind of tension.
In football, it's always a clinching game.
Yeah, I mean, in football, it's terminal. If you lose, you're done.
Right. No, but what
If you lose one in baseball, you still have, in the first round, two more opportunities.
No, I mean, just in the moment, though, the game.
I don't think anything beats a game 7 in hockey.
Right. I agree.
Probably.
Maybe the new college football playoff will bring some.
Yeah, maybe.
Or 50-0 blowouts in the first round.
Yeah, more than likely.
That's the cookie jar. Stay tuned for a very different Carson Anderson show at 10 o'clock. It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.